UK fuel protest. In September 2005, petrol increased in price to over £1 per litre for the first time, setting a new record high for British petrol prices. The BBC has reported that on 7th September 2005, the group responsible for the earlier blockades in September 2000 threatened to stage protests at oil refineries from 0600 BST on 14th September 2005 unless reductions in petrol prices are made. One British petrol station is currently charging £1.039 per litre. The prices were increased due to a reduction in available supply of crude oil, particularly after Hurricane Katrina forced the evacuation of a number of oil rigs. Newspapers reported that on 10th September 2005, the UK government had drawn up contingency plans to maintain the supply of fuel, including using 1,000 army drivers to operate tankers and to introduce fuel rationing. As a result of public fears caused by the announcement of plans to stage protests at refineries and potential fuel rationing, and because they did not want to be left without petrol, like in the previous 2000 protest, by 1300 BST on 12th September 2005, long queues formed outside petrol stations across Britain, with problems worsening the following day. Such queues often led to drivers having to wait over an hour to fill their vehicles with petrol. At its height, around 3,000 petrol stations were emptied of fuel by the panic buying. However, on 14th September 2005, only a small number of protesters arrived at the refineries with no intention to start blockading the entrances. These lower numbers may be because many lorry drivers who took part in the 2000 protest failed to attend, partially due to the circumstances which caused the price rise, and partly due to draconian police measures, including plans to confiscate the vehicles and driving licenses of protesters.